All right, we're here at the grand opening of the new reading library, or the reading garden here at the Atlantic Public Library, and speaking with Atlantic Public Library board member Dee Bevensy. Talk about what the involvement was for the board to help make this project happen.
Well, we were in every step of the operation. Natalie had the ideas, and we had to okay them. That's the way it went.
Was it a long process to get it started?
It took about 6 months. Yeah. We started before the first of the year, and it's been ongoing, but it's been fun.
Yeah. What do you think are going to be the benefits of having this here?
Well, it's a beautiful place. It's user-friendly, I guess. You can sit outside and read a book if you want to, or you can bring your lunch, and you can even play a checkers game. We've got a checkers table.
Well, obviously, you guys are always trying to strive to do things like this to improve the library and make it better, and this is a great addition here to the library. Are there any other projects you guys are working on right now?
Not right now. There's talk of a little tweaking inside, making a few more spaces available on that, but that's down the line.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, now getting a chance to speak with former Atlantic Library Director, Natalie Struker, and she was here spearheading the start of this project here with the new Reading Garden, and it's got to be nice to see this come to fruition.
It is. It's looking fabulous, and Robinson Landscaping did a wonderful job, and the staff all got involved, and the place, Aunt Bee's donated a lot of the plants in the planters, and it's looking beautiful.
Well, I guess talk about how the process got started, how long it took you to get this rolling.
Well, we actually were looking at capital improvement projects, and the library, this part of the property actually has a moisture issue on the inside of the building, so we knew we'd have to take care of that, and so we decided that we would enhance the front of the property and make it functional, so we decided to move forward on this. Request for bids went out last September, so September 2016, and everything kind of fell into place. The board chose Robinson Landscaping in November, and we've just gone on from there.
Well, and I guess what are the benefits you think that this is going to provide to the community?
Well, for great thing for us is this actually provides a little bit more floor space for us. So during the warmer months, people can actually go into the library, pull out something that they want to read or look at, and come outside and enjoy the weather while enjoying the library. And we also hope that it's a little bit more eye-catching when you're driving by, you happen to look at the library. We're also hoping it really enhances the old entrance of the building, because we are still in our original 1903 building. And so we're highlighting that old entrance.
Well, and you've obviously moved on now, too. So I guess talk about that transition for you.
Well, the transition actually was very fast. The majority of this project was done. I was hoping it would be kind of complete before I left, and it just too many delays with products. So actually, the staff have done a wonderful job stepping in. Diane McFadden is our interim director, and she's been doing a wonderful job and letting me know if she has any problems or questions, and I've moved on to Cedar Rapids and trying to get my feet settled there now.
Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Out here at the dedication for the new reading garden here at the Atlantic Public Library, and there's some other things going on here today as well. And speaking with some folks that have a past connection here to the Atlantic Public Library, I'll let you introduce yourself and how you have that connection.
Well, my name is Gary Odewalt, and my wife is Margaret Cole Carnell, now Odewalt, and she grew up in Atlantic. And our connection to the library starts in 1903, when her great uncle, Carlos Cole, was a member of the board, and his name is on the plaque as one of the first board members. And then his brother was on the board, and her mother was on the board, her uncle was on the board, and Margaret, who I met when she was a school teacher, had started when she was in high school in Atlantic, earned 25 cents an hour working at the library, and that was the start of her professional career. Her last job in her professional career was she was the branch manager of the Kinderhook Public Library in Waynesville, Missouri. So she started and ended her professional life in libraries. And that's when we found out about the garden. We had to be part of it and help sponsor a bench. And that's why we came up for the ceremony. It's just great to be here.
And the bench, just in honor of all the family members connected?
Yes, the Cole and the Carnell family, because both families had members on the board. And when we come to Atlantic, this is one of the pilgrimages we make. We always visit the library.
And I guess how far of a trek is this for you guys?
Oh, it's about 5 hours. Okay. You know, we drove up yesterday, and we have to go back today. But we heard about the library garden because Margaret still subscribe to the News Telegraph, and she read about it in the paper and thought, well, let's be part of that because it's such a worthwhile thing, and we're glad we could be here.
And was that a pretty easy process then once you made connections here with the folks at the library? Where did they work with you really quickly?
Well, one of Margaret's classmates from high school, Ken Mormon, is on the library board. And the process became very easy when we talked to Ken and talked to Sherry, who is also an old family friend. And once we got the right people involved, it became a very easy process.
Well, and obviously the project looks great. Lots of people out here enjoying the grand opening here today. And I think it'll be a good space for folks here in Atlantic.
Oh, I think so, too, especially when the front door gets opened. Because my first memory of the library is walking through the front door and how gorgeous it is when you go inside. And now to have it open up to the garden, it'll add a whole lot. It's just a great building and beautiful facility.
Yeah, and it may make a connection for folks that don't maybe normally see this angle of the library, too. A lot of people are just used to coming in the side door nowadays, so this is a little different.
That's true, and the Carnegie Library sign up front really brings back the heritage of how libraries like this got built all around the country.
Well, we appreciate you guys being a part of it and helping out the project.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you.
All right. Thanks a lot.